Hundreds of loyalists have attended a meeting in East Belfast to oppose the government's Brexit bill to exit the European Union. The plan has been described as a betrayal act, which will treat Northern Ireland differently from the rest of the UK. After the meeting at the Constitutional Club in the Nord's Road, the loyalist blogger Jimmy Bryson said the following: "The unionist and loyalist people have had enough of this one-sided peace process. They are not going to tolerate an economic united Ireland." A quote from the Belfast Telegraph. Jimmy Bryson is with us this morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Stephen.
What does not tolerate mean?
Well, people can take that whatever way they want. I suppose it means many different things to many different people. There was a wide scale of viewpoints in the room last night as to what would constitute not tolerate. And to be clear, I would always be urging people, you know, no sensible person would be coming on the radio or urging anybody to take a law or in any way advocating that. So let me just put that on the record at the start. You know, I have to say, and I have to tell you, that last night in the meeting, one after another, former loyalist ex-prisoners, former members of the security forces, ordinary unionists stood up one by one and denounced the peace process, with many people actually standing up and calling for loyalist organisations to withdraw support from the peace process.
And would you criticise those people?
No.
You wouldn't criticise people who want to withdraw from the peace process?
Well, as I've made the point even times in your show, there's a vast difference between withdrawing from peace and withdrawing from the peace process. A peace process, in my mind, is a political process. So people were saying that, what have loyalism and unionism ever got out of this peace process? And so people were saying, look, yeah, loyalism should publicly withdraw support from a one-sided peace process and should break off all engagement with the Irish government, cross-community bodies, and all of that type of thing. And that was the type of strength of feeling that came out of the room last night.
Was the purpose in that room last night to use a veiled threat of violence to put pressure on the democratic process? Was that the real purpose of that event last night? And are you going to dance around it this morning?
Well, let me say this. Veiled threat's good enough. The land concession to the Irish government, good enough to deal with Edgar. To go to the EU and wave about newspaper articles saying these are the type of attacks that could happen on the border if I don't get my own way. So, you know, Boris Johnson can go to the EU and wave up newspaper articles today and say, well, loyalists may not tolerate an economic united Ireland either. So, you know,
Jimmy, I can't hear you because the mobile phone's breaking up. So what we'll do is we'll come back to you later in the programme. We'll see if we can get a better line. Okay. Just time then to remind you of our number this morning, 03030 80 55 55, if you want to pick up the phone to us, the text 81771. If you're sending us an email, that's how lots of stories, of course, on the Nolan Show start off, nolan@bbc.co.uk. And on Twitter, it's at Stephen Nolan on Twitter today. And as I was saying to you earlier on, the top table, which went out on BBC One last night, if you want to see it on the iPlayer, it's available on the BBC iPlayer. Jimmy Bryson back with us again. My question to you, Jimmy Bryson, were you using that event last night as a veiled threat that there will be violence if people don't do what the loyalists want them to do?
Well, no, that wasn't the purpose of the event. But let me just say this. That appears to have worked. The nationalist community, who have spent the years talking up a threat to peace, if they don't get their way in terms of having no border on the island of Ireland. So, you know, I don't advocate this thinking, but it's natural that unionists and loyalists would look at that and say, well, it's good for the goose, it's good for the gander. And that is the problem, that the British and Irish government and the European Union have set a very dangerous precedent here, because they have sent the message that the threat of violence appears to work. So I understand it's not a position I would advocate.
What does that mean, good for the goose, good for the gander? What does that mean?
Well, it means that people may look at that, and again, this is not a position I advocate, but people may look at that and say, well, when the nationalist community talked up threats to peace, they were awarded. They were awarded with such concessions that Northern Ireland is to be driven into an economic united Ireland. So people may look at that and say, well, if the threat to peace is good enough for nationalism to be able to obtain that objective to stop a border on the island of Ireland and drive us into an economic united Ireland, then many people in the loyalist community may look at that and say, well, is the threat of violence the way to stop a border between Northern Ireland and GB, and I don't advocate that.
Well, do you know, Jamie Bryson, what many people might look at? They might look at you. For someone who doesn't advocate violence, you tend to talk about the threat of violence an awful lot. You tend to know quite a few people and hear from quite a few people who are minded to start violence, and then you slip in this little term at the end, but of course you don't advocate it. What are you doing hanging around all of these people who tell you that they do advocate violence? You might want to hang around some better people.
Well, what's funny about that is I've never heard you put that point.
I'm putting it to you.
To the SDLP, to the Alliance Party.
I'm putting it to you.
Well, why, whenever loyalism takes, some people saying loyalism take that view, are they treated differently than the Alliance, the SDLP and Sinn Féin and everybody else who's talked up the threat, including the Irish government, the threat to peace and dozen Republicans?
The Chief Constable said there could be violence if there was a hard border. That's an assessment of the Chief Constable. Were the UVF or the UDA represented at that meeting last night?
Well, you know, to my knowledge, people don't put a name badge on saying we're the UVF and the UDA, but what I will say is this, I can't mind any section of loyalism or unionism that wasn't represented within them last night, and I think the feeling was absolutely unanimous.
Were the UVF there last night?
Well, as I say, people don't put a name badge on. There were people who are ex-prisoners there last night, yes, absolutely, and one afternoon they stood up to say that, do you know what? What are loyalism getting out of this process? And essentially, there was concern at what the RLA couldn't do through 30 years of terrorism that we're on the verge of being walked into by this Betrayal Act. So, you know, and listen, what I will say is this. When I was warning people over the last number of weeks that the bubbling and growing anger within loyalism...
Are you threatening people?
No, some people were coming out and were trying to talk that down. And anybody that was in the Con Club last night will see the only foolish and misguided people was people trying to talk that down, because that anger is real and the British and Irish government should listen to that, should understand that and need to step back from this. They have to step back from this.
But Jimmy, presumably those within the British government and those within the Irish government, they will step into or step back from something depending on what the democratic wishes are of those politicians who are representing the people.
Well,
and they might not want to take a steer from someone like you who has absolutely no democratic mandate whatsoever. So maybe the British government and the Irish government should take a step back from people like you and listen to MPs and MLAs who we all put in place to be our representatives.
Who do you represent? And what have them MPs and MLAs done on the national side for 3 years? Talked up the threat to peace. We can't have a legitimate land border on the island of Ireland because it's a threat to peace. That's what they've done for 3 years. So it's good enough for them to do it, isn't it? And as you say, I don't advocate that thinking, but it's a logical conclusion.
If you don't advocate that thinking, then why do you keep on talking out loud about it?
Well, because that is the view of many. But if you had heard, and I'm not going to repeat them live on the air, but if you had heard some of the statements and comments made last night by people in that room, you would be absolutely shocked as to the anger and where the unionist and loyalist community are actually at in relation to this. So I'm trying to represent that anger and represent those viewpoints while trying to keep a lid on things.
And would you condemn any threat of violence?
Well, I will condemn any threat of violence whenever the Irish government condemns a threat of violence and doesn't Republicans and Sinn Féin and the Alliance.
No, that's not the question. Would you condemn any threat of violence?
Well, I've just told you that I would never advocate violence in any shape or form, but I look forward to you asking the Irish government.
Would you condemn those who are threatening violence?
You've just said that the people who should be listened to are the MPs, the MLAs. So when Sinn Féin, the SDLP Alliance and the Irish government...
So you wouldn't condemn threats of violence?
I didn't say that. I said, and I set my position out.
No, I'm saying it. I'm saying it to you. I've given you an opportunity to condemn threats of violence. You're not prepared to do so, are you? So now we see the real Jimmy Bryson.
No, we don't, because at the start...
So I'll give you another opportunity for those people who stood up at the Constitutional Club last night and use threats of violence. Do you condemn them?
Well, as I said to you, and I said this out again...
Some of them are your mates, aren't they?
I said this out to you again, as I did at the start of the interview. I would never advocate violence or breaking the law.
I'm asking you, are you prepared to condemn those people who stood up and threatened violence?
I will condemn those people when the Irish government, the SDLP, Sinn Féin Alliance, condemn those who've used a threat of violence to get their own way over the Brexit process. As I say,
all
I would
of those aforementioned people do not advocate and would condemn violence, but you're not prepared
honestly
to condemn those
do
people.
They? Do they?
We're talking about you. Here's the real Jimmy Bryson.
No.
There are people standing up in the Constitutional Club last night talking about violence, and you're not prepared to condemn them. There's the mask slipping, Mr. Bryson.
No, Mr. Nolan, no mask is slipping. Because I say again, I have set it out on numerous occasions in this interview. I consistently have said nobody should engage in violence. Nobody wants to see violence.
And how many people do you think believe you?
Violence. Well, listen, I can only say what I say, and people can believe me or not believe me. You're trying to shape a question in a particular way to have a dramatic effect. I am clear, and let me, and it's fair that you let me set this out again. I would not support violence. I do not advocate violence. Nobody wants to see violence. I cannot be any clearer than that.
You can. For those people who sat up, you promoted this meeting last night. I saw you all weekend on Twitter promoting it, encouraging loyalists from all over the country to attend. For those people who used that meeting last night to talk about violence, do you condemn them?
As everybody said.
Yes or no?
As I've already said, it's not something that I would advocate, but I will condemn those people whenever...
So you won't condemn them outright. George the Shankle was there. Morning, George. Stay there, Jimmy. Morning, George.
Morning, Stephen. Stephen, you just walked right into what... Let me tell you about the meeting last night. One of the speakers, it was an open mic, and there was an elderly lady from Fermanagh at the mic near the start of the meeting. And she said she looked around the room. She'd travelled from Fermanagh on her own steam to get there because she felt her voice wasn't being heard, so she wasn't across the media and across from our politicians. And what she said in part of her statement was, I'm sitting here tonight and tomorrow morning the media outside will turn this meeting into some sort of loyalist gathering, loyalist thuggery, loyalist meeting. And she says, I'm by no means a thug. I'm by no means threatening violence to anyone. But what do you see in the morning? What the media try and make this out to be. I was at the meeting, so I was. And he's right, Jimmy Bryson's right. It would surprise you, the broad spectrum of people. And you keep saying people threaten violence. Not one person in that room last night threatened violence. What it was they were asking why the threat of violence coming from republicanism and from sections of the Alliance Party going to Strasbourg and going to Brussels and telling them what would happen if there was a hard border in Northern Ireland. And through that 3 years of these doing this here, Republicans got concessions.
Well, I'm looking at... Well, hold on, George. Let me put this point to you. Look, you know, what none of you... What I hope nobody in this country can say is that the Nolan Show stops people having a platform, all right? We as a programme try to give as broad a spectrum to as many voices in Northern Ireland as possible, even if that doesn't make us the most popular, okay? And that's our function. Hold on, George. Stephen Dempster is a BBC Northern Ireland Spotlight reporter, okay? And he's a very respected journalist in Northern Ireland. And he tweeted the following. Two senior loyalist sources say last night's loyalist meeting at the Conn Club in East Belfast included the leaders of what would be viewed as the most hardline loyalist paramilitaries in Northern Ireland, including the East Belfast UVF and the West Belfast UDA.
Would they not be entitled to be there? Let me answer. That was an open invitation to the unionist community. Anyone concerned about the deal that Boris Johnson's putting on the table, anyone within the broad spectrum of unionist stroke loyalist community was invited. Now, there was nobody...
Including paramilitary leaders.
Well, hold on a minute.
Stephen, hold on a minute. You see, when you invite members of a certain political party onto your show, and the chief constable tell us that the IRA Army Council is still intact. And the Spotlight programme that's been running for weeks has consistently linked Sinn Féin to the IRA. So therefore, are they not paramilitary leaders that's coming on the show?
No, they're not.
This is the
Oh, no, they're not.
Let me ask you a question. You keep harping on, and everybody else keeps harping on, from Europe right across to Dublin, Leo Varadkar right across to Tusk, telling us that the Good Friday Agreement must be kept intact. So they are, and special circumstances in this island must be implemented to protect the Good Friday Agreement. Why then does Europe not look at giving the Republic of Ireland special dispensation?
George, calm down one second. Jimmy Bryson, Stephen Dempster, BBC Spotlight reporter, also tweeted the following. He said, it's understood among those speaking at the meeting were voices denouncing the peace process. A source said there was talk of doing whatever was needed to resist Boris Johnson's deal, and voices saying the Belfast Agreement was finished. Whatever was needed? What does that mean?
Well, people can take their own meaning from that. It wasn't me that said that, so you'd have to ask the people that said it. But yes, that was said. But let me address a point.
Do you agree with that? Whatever's needed?
Well, it depends what it means.
If it meant any form, shape or kind of violence, would you condemn someone saying that?
I don't, as I say, and I say this again, I wouldn't ever advocate violence. So let me...
Who arrived with you at the meeting last night?
Let me address this.
Who arrived with you, Jamie?
Let me address this point.
No, address my question, then you can address your point. Who came with you last night? Who did you arrive with?
You tell me. Well, no, you're putting the question to...
Yes, I'm asking your question.
I arrived with fellow unionists and loyalists.
So Mr. Dempster tweets the following. Among the leading loyalists, Jimmy Bryson arrived with Stephen Matthews from East Belfast, and West Belfast UDA figures Jim Spence and Matt Kincaid were there, as was Dee Stitt from North Down.
Well, let me say this. Whenever the talks were ongoing...
You arrived with Stephen Matthews, did you?
I would have absolutely no issue whatsoever arriving with Stephen Matthews, and I will tell you why. Because whenever the talks were ongoing, and you covered this in your programme, the IRA Army Council were walking the corridors of Stormont. So if it's all right for the IRA Army Council to walk the corridors of Stormont, then it's all right for Loyalist ex-prisoners to come to the Con Club in East Belfast and express their views. Okay. Loyalist ex-prisoners have a right to have a view and a stake in this society every bit as much as they are there. And this is one of the angles.
And how much anger is there, Jimmy Bryson, within the loyalist community, do you think, about what is happening within the political process?
The anger is at boiling point, and it's rising from the grassroots up, and that was reflected last night as one person after another stood up and made that abundantly clear. And I have been telling your show for weeks and weeks and weeks that this anger was building and building and building. And maybe now people will listen.
Stephen, and that included ex-members of the security forces, members of the Orange Order, elected representatives, ordinary community workers, but most importantly, ordinary members of the unionist community who will not be demonized as thugs because they class themselves as loyal for unionism. And that was the message going out.
Okay, here's David in Newton Abbey. Morning, David.
Hi, Stephen.
Go ahead.
Stephen, I'm just listening again, angry. Jimmy Bryson's talking about there, and this isn't directly personally at him, but it's just about what he's been doing the last few weeks. He's been using a social media channel to heighten tensions as well. Now, yes, you can call for a meeting at a rally, fair enough, but he's put up a picture on his social media about where the UDF guns come into the Donegal Day. Now, you know, he leaves that as an open-ended sort of statement. He also put up about Lord Carson. When the last time this happened, Lord Carson raised the army. Do you know what I mean? Jimmy always comes on your show and he states the same point over and over and over again. Well, where do you want these loyalists to go to? Where do you want these ex-paramilitaries to go to, Jimmy? I don't care where they go
Let's
to.
Let Jimmy Bryson respond. Let them respond.
I don't care if they go to the far end of Siberia. Nobody wants them in their community. What do you not understand? Nobody cares if they go to the far end of Africa and starve to death. Nobody wants loyalist paramilitaries in their community. End off.
What about IRA ex-combatants? What do you want to do with them?
Do me any of them. I am not taking a side here. I don't care whether the IRA Republicans go either. Nobody wants them. What do you not get? And you associate yourselves with loyalist paramilitaries all the time, and then you try to de-associate yourself with them. It's crazy.
Sorry, I have never de-associated myself, nor will ever de-associate myself with genuine loyalists. I de-associate myself with criminality and drug dealing.
You turned up the meeting last night. They're in the meeting.
I did, and loyalists have a right to have their say on the future of this country, and I have absolutely no idea that, and I will never...
But how people have their say in the future of any mature democracy, Jimmy, is they have their say through elected representatives, and if they don't feel represented, then what they do is they use their democratic vote and they find people who can represent them.
Well, that's the way a proper society functions. What did the nationalist community do when they felt as if they were being mistreated like second-class citizens in this country? What did they do? They started a civil rights movement. What then grew from that? Well, we had 30 years of terrorism. So don't give me that absolute, utter nonsense. It is absolutely positive that the unionist and loyalist community would be meeting in a hall to express that anger, to allow that anger to come out and to be expressed. That is absolutely appropriate. And I say again, if it's good enough for the IRA to walk the corridors of Stormont, it's good enough for loyalists to have a stake in the future of this country.
Jimmy Bryson, thank you very much indeed.